And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, it appears the world's leading authority on transgender medicine is having a pretty bad week. The Daily Wire obtained roughly 250 pages of messages from the private forum of the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, and in them, a prominent surgeon and past president of the group admitted that genitalia surgery often leaves patients with lasting pain and bleeding, and that the aftercare it requires isn't worth it for some patients. I would say most. The Federal Trade Commission sued the group in June for misleading parents and children about how safe and necessary these surgeries are. In another corner of American medicine, Anthony Fauci sat in front of a congressional committee and refused to answer anything at all. He was there to testify about his personal diary and private correspondence, both of which leaked this year. He read a short statement about his deep respect for Congress and his record of cooperation, then pled the fifth. Senator Rand Paul pressed him anyway, and when Fauci's attorney started shouting, Paul had the lawyer removed from the room. That's the same man that shut down an entire country without a single vote. President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission delivered its draft report to the Oval Office this week, and it doesn't stop at the water's edge. The panel, chaired by Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, spent the last year hearing more than 100 witnesses. The report also points to Europe, where a British Army veteran was arrested for praying silently outside of abortion clinic, and if a niche member of parliament faced years of criminal prosecution over a church booklet she wrote decades ago. Also looking at Europe, the Senate voted 86-12 to advance a sweeping sanctions package against Russia and Iran. It carries the name of the late Senator Lindsey Graham, who negotiated it for over a year and won White House support days before his sudden death this month. The bill targets Russian officials, banks, and the shadow fleet of tankers Moscow uses to dodge sanctions and extends restrictions on Iran's energy and weapons industries through 2031. Ukrainian President Zelensky, in town for the funeral, lobbied senators privately right up until the vote. The House will take it up after the August recess. And finally, a 77-year-old in St. Petersburg, Florida, has his own way of being heard. Every Saturday, Carl Gunn picks up the city's flock surveillance cameras, tapes a homemade sign to a 10-foot pool skimmer, and holds it up in front of the lens. The sign reads, "Down with flock cameras." Other folks around town have been vandalizing the cameras, and Gunn told a local station he wants none of that. He'll be back out this Saturday from 11 to 2, and he'd like some company. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.